So I understand this is a pilot program. What are the results you can tell us about so far, and what's DLA going to do with it?
Well, we are working with Logistics Management Institute on behalf of DLA, and we already completed one pilot program where we marked about 20,000 microchips at the facility of the OCM and then moved them through to the distributor, the authorized distribution channel. The results proved to be so tremendous with 100% authentication of original parts that the DLA and LMI groups have decided to take the program to a full 18-month pilot to represent the full supply chain, a number of OCMs or chip manufacturers, a number of distributors and prime contractors to the government.
And why DNA? Why does that? I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, it's just going very well. So the current follow-on program is a fuller demonstration.
And why DNA? Why does that turn out to be an effective marker for this purpose?
Well, DNA is tremendously robust and is laden with content. So one molecule of DNA carries a tremendous amount of content that allows us to really safeguard the authentic chips and distinguish the real from the fake. It's probably important to state that we use our DNA marker, and it's plant-based DNA, in order to assure authenticity.
Mm-hmm.
We can't detect a counterfeit, but we can authenticate an original chip if it's been DNA marked.
Well, one thing about plant DNA, I have to ask, what kind of plants are you using? And then is it just, explain what do you mean by plant DNA? I mean, we all understand human DNA, but when you say plant DNA, I know it's similar.
Right. Plant DNA is actually more complex than human DNA because it has to adapt to the environment. It has to, you know, absorb the radiation from the sun and things like that that we as humans don't necessarily do quite as well. So plant DNA is as complicated, if not more complicated, than human DNA. And you really only need one molecule of DNA in order to have the full genomic content of whatever the base product is. So we use a whole host of different plants, and it could be anything from, you know, a plant that you would see outside your window to a plant that's a little bit less common. And we use those the same way that you would use human DNA, but we steer clear of human DNA. Too much controversy and just not part of what we do. We're a green product.
So when you put the plant DNA on the microchip, where are you putting it? Is it on the top, on the bottom? Are you able to tell us?
Well, we're able to pretty much put it anywhere that a particular company might want it put, and we're able to put it in all of those places. We are doing a lot of work right now with the College of Nanoscale Science and Engineering at the University of Albany, and we're working with them to further develop marking the wafers or the dye that are inside of the chip that we typically see. We can also put the DNA, and we have in the ink that prints date lot code information on the face of a microchip. We can put the DNA onto the substrate, whether it's a metal chip, an epoxy chip, a whole host of different materials. So it's a pretty flexible solution in technology.
It sounds like a great idea, but what's to guarantee that if this goes into large-scale practice in microchip manufacturing that the counterfeiters won't just figure out how to copy the process and slap plant DNA on their counterfeit chips?
The technology, we have worked with this technology in a number of different commodity areas, textiles and other such items. And in the course of doing that, we have worked with the Idaho National Labs, and they have tried to copy our mark, and they were not able to in 2 1-year craters. So they have the full depth and breadth beyond what most of the counterfeiters might have at their access, and they weren't able to do this. So we're very confident that this is not going to be something the counterfeiters are able to copy at all. It's also a lock-and-key technology, so the DNA marker is only part of the authentication process.
Hmm.
There's still more that has to happen.
So if this does scale up to an industrial scale, do we have any clue yet what the costs involved will be, first on the front end to put the markers on the microchips and then to actually read them once they get where they need to go?
Sure. Getting the mark onto the item is the path of the lowest. The costing has to be graduated so that the OCMs and the manufacturers can do this at a non-disruptive cost. So we're well under a penny a mark with basic volume levels that are part of the chip technology, the chip manufacturing process anyway. So getting the mark on there, very, very cost-friendly. And then there are different participants in the supply chain that have different levels of risk. And we work with the different supply chain levels in order to establish licensing agreements so that they can have the benefit of authenticating good parts and original parts, and they all share in that costing structure.
We're talking with Janice Maraglia, the Vice President of Military and Government Programs at Applied DNA Sciences, one of the companies working with the Defense Logistics Agency to secure the supply chain.
Let's go back to the DLA for a second and talk a little bit about the pilots. You said there's one pilot being extended out the full 18 months. Are you guys working in other areas, or is it just the chip manufacturing right now?
Well, with what we're doing on behalf of DLA right now, it's been focused on the electronic arena, the microchips. And that was a decision that DLA and LMI made at the beginning of all of this. There are, we originally met with them to speak about counterfeits and how this technology can work across a number of commodity areas. For purpose of the pilot, they asked that we focus on electronics because it's a growing concern across the industry, not just with the military. And the reason being is that in addition to other issues with counterfeiting, electronics have the ability to be intelligent. So there were a little bit more concerns, as well as the fact that it's just a growing problem in an industry. So while we're doing the pilot right now on this one area, the intention is to then consider it for other commodity areas.
I was going to say, counterfeit products is such a huge issue, and a lot of attention is being paid not only by DOD but now by Congress. Do you foresee this technology, DNA, being able to use for other parts of the supply chain?
We absolutely do, and we as a company are working across a lot of other industries as well for this problem, and it is a growing concern across, the global marketplace. So, there might be more critical issues when we're thinking about weapon systems and, the warfighter, and having to ensure that we have the authentic parts in order to ensure the safest equipment for the warfighter. But, there are also growing concerns with companies on brand levels and things like that.
Now, is Applied DNA Sciences also working with other agencies in the government to test out this concept of plant DNA?
We work indirectly with some other areas of the government, and I'm not really allowed to speak to that.
Those three-letter agencies that you can't speak to, I understand.
Yes.
So what comes next? The pilot goes on for 18 months, and then what happens? Do you eventually this becomes a permanent part of the supply chain, securing the supply chain?
Well, one of the goals that we're trying to work through right now is to really have DNA become an industry best practice. It's a flexible technology and solution that can be shared by many so that it would be a singular solution with very unique associations to different companies. So there would still be a proprietary nature for each company in that they would have their own unique marks, but it would be one level platform so that there could be a common denominator when agencies are getting in parts from a number of different avenues.
Janice Maraglia is Vice President of Military and Government Programs at Applied DNA Sciences. And Janice, thanks so much for coming on with us and talking about your efforts to secure the supply chain.
Well, thank you.
You can hear this entire interview and find out what DLA plans next for the plant DNA pilot project later this morning at federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive.